Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
In Jackson, Dixieland delight.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Nothing says sex in Florida more than Mark Stoops.
And James Strebel.
Santa little meek little mouse.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
And secondly, here's a guy who is so mentally unstable that he drives to Duke to watch a college football game. You think I'm going to let a guy like that name a horse?
All right, it's a Tuesday. Immediately having to go under the table here.
Yep.
There we go.
Now
I can tell.
Are
there
we good
we
now?
Go. All right, so Strebel's here on time.
Yeah.
Big Rig's here. Good. I'm Andy Sweeney. Jack Grossman. It's his birthday today.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Happy
I don't know what Jack does for his birthday other than watch crappy college basketball.
Did Jack at UCLA tonight, baby?
Great.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be awake at 3 a.m. when that thing tips off. Anyway, I'll complain about that at another time, fellas.
I think we're out with friends tomorrow night.
Well, there you go.
Oh.
Thank you for
having a family over for
a useless contribution that we will get to
later.
We will get to later. Thank you for letting us know. Everyone knows
what Jack's
now
doing.
Everyone knows Jack going out with buddies tomorrow.
Yeah.
Wednesday used to be the day.
The Thanksgiving Eve party time. Oh, yeah.
The Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday used to be absolutely crunk. I bet Cooper Hassan at Gersel's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I got any amount of money that's going to happen. Why aren't you dressed up today, by the way?
I have jeans on.
Well, it's worksheet day. What are you doing all dressed up in your nice little sweater? No,
yeah.
You didn't.
Yeah, we did.
You didn't teach 1 ounce today.
I did,
no,
too.
You didn't.
100%
no,
I did.
No, you didn't.
Well, yeah, we talked about pundit squares and heredity.
Why are you talking about pundit squares on a Tuesday?
Because we had to get through that. We had to get through how alleles are passed from
a what?
Parents.
They're alleles?
Alleles.
What's an allele?
It has it holds the traits on a gene.
Oh, okay.
Like color, eye color, hair color, things like that.
Gotcha.
Yeah. We went through that.
I mean, no one ever needs to know that. I mean, they already forgot it. Everything you did today has been erased in their minds.
Well, you know
they
what?
Were thinking of the
I
long
did my job.
Thanksgiving break. You did all you could
do. I did
do,
my job.
And
I did what I was supposed to
that.
Do. So if they forgot it, I don't blame them. They're thinking of turkeys.
437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. Like I said, it is the take on this Tuesday. We got you to 6 o'clock. Brandon Marcello from 24/7. Sports will join us. We'll talk some Governor's Cup if he knows that the Governor's Cup is going on this weekend.
Right.
So we'll talk that and some national college football with him. And Mike DeCourcy joins us his usual Tuesday at 5 o'clock.
No soccer.
No soccer
okay.
today.
Okay.
Although he was in town for the NWSL.
I saw that. They gave him a little bourbon shooter.
Did they really?
Yeah.
I didn't see that. Did he put that on Twitter?
Oh, yeah. He put that on Twitter.
Oh, I didn't
yeah.
see
he got
that.
a little bourbon shooter there
little
in his little media spot.
He's like, this will make me dizzy. All right, so Jack's eating Chips Ahoy. You brought Jack something.
For his birthday.
You brought him, what did you bring him, Truly's?
I brought him
a Truly?
I brought him a Truly.
How
and
about
I,
that?
I brought him some chips, his own box of Chips Ahoy cookies.
Well, I'm pretty sure I heard Jack answering a happy birthday phone call today. Was that with your grandmother?
I've gotten two in the station.
Oh, okay.
One's from my dad and one's from my brother.
Well, there we go.
Ethan called you on your birthday?
Wow.
Ethan called me. He's driving back from Tuscaloosa right now, so he might actually be listening.
There you go.
Ethan Grossman.
Yeah,
how about that?
He goes, what are you doing today, Jack? I was like, Well, it's Tuesday.
I'm working. Yeah.
That's what most people do.
I'm adult. I'm an adult now, Ethan.
Texter says Gonzaga is the best team in college basketball. Thank you for going out on that.
UCLA plus seven tonight.
I will take Gonzaga minus seven.
There you go.
I will spite you.
Just to fade me.
I will just to fade you. Mick Cronin is tired.
His team's tired from facing Scotty D last night.
You're damn right.
They're going to be worn out. They played them tough.
Right. You had to watch some of that, right?
Yeah.
You probably watched some of that?
No. I watched I had to watch the Kentucky game.
What, Scott? The things that Scotty D does for you, and you can't dial up the old ESPN app for 3 minutes and watch them being like a 6-point game with a minute to go.
I was monitoring
UCLA.
You weren't monitoring it. I was doing the post game show.
Was bourbon in the post game show.
No, I didn't have anything to drink.
I was doing the post game show
and I was falling along.
I didn't have anything to drink. I would never do that.
I would, but last night.
Like 3 16-ouncers during the show.
Yeah, during the show, but not during the game or the post game. I was following Scotty D, and I was watching Monday Night Football on.
Why? Why?
It was background decorations.
Monday Night Football.
Background decorations.
Texter says, "Happy birthday, Jack." L's up.
Oh,
thank you. A little L's up.
L's up on a Tuesday.
A little L's up on a Tuesday. There you go, for Jack Grossman. I want to open today, so we have Marcelo going to join us. Mike DeCourcy, there's a bunch of things, and I want both of you to even... So, Jack, if you think of one,
okay.
People, if you think of one, let me know.
Sure.
I want to throw in little tidbits as we go
okay.
for the Governor's Cup, because, you know, there's like 9 million different things that we could actually talk about.
Sure.
But it's hard to bring up, like, which running back rushes for more yards in this game? Is it C-Rod, or is it Kentucky or Louisville? I mean, obviously, right. We can get to that. Like, just, like, little things. Like,
sure.
Like what do you think happens, because we can only mix that in. That is not going to be obviously
carrying the whole
entire show. Kentucky basketball winners last night. You know, Louisville off until Mississippi State. So Louisville
Thursday
basketball
night.
Wise, we'll try to stay awake midnight for that one.
Yeah, I was reading Pagese today.
What do you mean you're reading Pagese? Like his body language?
No,
you read a transcript today?
No, I read Rick Bozich's article.
Because it's free.
This is free on WDRB.
It's not behind a paywall.
Right.
The second that it goes behind a paywall,
I'm out.
You will never read anything
no.
From Rick Bozich or Eric Crawford or anybody
right.
else.
If that ever happens.
Okay.
Sorry, right. Rick. I like to support you, but not that much. Anyway, I was reading some of Pagese's is some of his quotes.
You're unbelievable.
And
but continue. You're unbelievable.
I mean, he talking like they already lost the game.
Which game? Mississippi State?
Whatever games they play in the Bahamas.
Okay, Mississippi
State.
If
we can beat a team or two, we're feeling good about ourselves. We might be able to do something.
Are you running through one of your takes already? Jack ran through his schedule for the next 2 evenings.
Yeah.
He had to get that off his chest at 3:02. You're at 3:08 and that's what you want to get to. You want to get to Mike Pagese.
I just read
on Governor's Cup week. You're hassling poor Mike Pagese.
It's always basketball season.
It's not just hassling Mike Pagese. It's going to be a rough week for Louisville fans. It's just going to be a rough wake-up call Thanksgiving
they
week.
They haven't had enough wake-up calls?
No, this is the main one.
Louisville's only had like
no, because they keep
six,
tricking themselves
like five,
into
well,
like they're
true.
Great.
That's
I mean,
true.
They keep tricking themselves well, into it. This is going
mean,
to be it.
You
this
do
is,
that. You're starting to do that every year in basketball, too.
Well, this year's real.
Okay. Yes, it is.
It's for real.
They didn't cover last night, Jack. You noticed that?
By two points.
I mean, they didn't cover last night.
All I'm hearing is they didn't cover last night.
25-point win. 3 players out. I think they did all right.
Didn't cover.
Thank you, Jack.
Texas says, "I gave blank and L's down on Twitter and he instantly blocked me, LMAO.
He didn't do that, did he really? Texter, no, he did. He didn't block for L's down.
I guarantee he did.
He's right
over there if you want to talk
I'm gonna have to
him.
Ask him. I'll have to ask him during your break. Did you block someone for doing L's down?
Okay, so I wanted to bring this up.
Yeah.
And this has to do, you're at fault for something.
Oh, okay.
And Rummage is at fault for something, and all of Twitter is at fault for something.
Right.
And I'm sure I'm at fault in some way for this, because I don't break down games hardcore. We'll mix them in.
Right.
You know.
Not a lot of stats around here.
Cornerbacks versus Tyler Harrell, and what will the pass rush do against Malik? And we can for sure, and we did a little bit of that yesterday. yesterday. We'll dabble in a little bit of that today, a little Wednesday. Mm-hmm. We'll all eat and drink. Jack, how many of those Chips Ahoy's have you had? Every time I look at you, you are stuffing.
They're a drug, man.
You're stuffing.
You like, know I what? Told Streamer, like, my mom's making me like a cookie cake tonight.
Oh my God.
I need to... Eat the entire box.
I'm not forcing you, but at this point, Jack, you're going to eat the entire box here.
I'm going to have to go and put it back in my cubicle in one of the drawers to keep me from eating.
Nick Valvano will eat them.
Yeah, he'll find them. He'll nip them out.
You'll have a crumb left.
That mouse get in here?
I got a great end story from yesterday.
Oh, you do?
From last night.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
After the post-game show,
something happened?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Really?
Nearly happened, which would have been great. We'll get to that. I can't wait for that. You'll love it.
Yeah.
But I have been the last, you know, ever since the weekend. In Louisville, it started after the win on Thursday night, the dominating win over Duke. And we knew that Kentucky was going to win over New Mexico State and probably cover like the 36 or 37 in they did.
Yeah.
And it did make it funny how they fumbled and immediately New Mexico State scores a touchdown.
They're down 7-0.
Because that's what Kentucky football does. It's the fabric of who they are. They enjoy, quite frankly, turning the football over the way the New York Giants enjoy throwing.
They get excited
about
it. Minus
3 yard screen passes to Saquon Barkley.
Oh my God.
So anyway.
They did that two plays in a row and I was just thinking of you. I was like, God, he's got to be throwing something right now.
No, I'm not throwing anything. It doesn't matter. But you all have failed me.
Okay.
It's blank today. Was on with Diener doing his thing.
Right.
And nobody has anything good or creative this week for the other fan base.
Yeah.
It's just L's down. I'm scared to go to the stadium. It's on the Louisville side.
Yeah.
All of the nonsense. I mean, we.
Strength of schedule.
For the last 2 days.
Father-in-law's a farmer, and there's the old saying, you reap what you sow.
What's that? Just reap what you sow?
Wait, that's Eli Dinkiewicz.
That's Dinkiewicz.
You reap kindness if you sow. You know, jackass ability, you get jackass ability. I mean, it's kind of one of those things.
Oh, it's not Dinkwitz.
I've done my fair share of jabbing people and know that it'll come
Jack,
back
what are you doing right now? Can you just turn the computer off?
What the hell is going on? What did Jack just do there? I don't know.
Hang on. Computer and mic off over there. Eat your Chips Ahoy. Let me just finish my thought and then.
I was going to play a blank clip, but it was still.
You went to Eli Dinkwitz.
No. It was still replaying a clip that Nick had played during Bob's show on Twitter over and
oh,
over
for 13
again.
Minutes.
Oh, okay.
That was Eli Dinkiewicz.
Is that Dinkiewicz saying jackassery? Well, yes. How about that?
In the Darth Vader.
But you guys have nothing. I have never been more embarrassed than I have the weekend, Monday, and today. Why? I mean, Louisville fans, all you got is that Kentucky football has a crap non-conference schedule. The oldest take that everyone has known. Everyone knows the way. I mean, the whole thing for the last decade has been Mark Stoops having marginal expectations and being paid big time money.
Yeah.
It was that way when they redid the deal and they went, you know, from what six wins to seven wins.
Yeah.
Guys, it's so bad.
Yeah.
Okay. And Kentucky fans got nothing other than L's down. They got nothing. There's not a second move. Like you guys are like blank's done. Blank's done because all he's got is schedule. But he may come up with something. Diener's got to
hold him down a little bit.
We have brought back message boards.
Message boards are back.
Week.
Yeah,
we've
resurrected.
Brought back a guy, Catsman Dynasty 19 on Twitter, who thinks it's dangerous downtown Louisville.
Yeah,
even though it's not downtown, to walk to your car
after the old football game. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
really. This is all you guys. Got none of you got anything funny. None of you got anything creative. You got strength of schedule, and you got L's down, and you got Scott's tots, and you got Vince Mara. I mean, do we not have anything new?
Well,
shame on all of you, and you're part of it.
I disagree.
Part of it. Everyone's part of it.
I disagree.
You like it. That's the thing.
I do like it, but...
You like this boneheaded, meat-headed... And I'm asking for something funny, and I can't even get something funny.
I disagree. I thought it was pretty funny on Saturday at the post-game show.
On Saturday?
During the post-game show.
What the hell with the post-game show? What about this show?
I was pretty funny yesterday, too.
I don't give a damn about you in the post-game. You weren't funny yesterday.
I was, too.
You weren't funny yesterday.
I was funny. I called out Scott...
Valvano's not funny.
I called out Scott Satterfield's manhood yesterday. I thought it was pretty funny when I did that.
Scott Satterfield would smack you with an open hand.
He would not.
Scott Satterfield...
He would not.
In one of his mansions...
No, he wouldn't.
Would smack...
He would. He's too scared.
He'd smack the smile right off your damn face.
No, no, that's
damn
not how...
Damn right he would.
No, he's a southern gentleman. He wouldn't do that. They don't do that in Boone, North Carolina.
What are you?
I'm tougher than that.
What are you? No, I don't know. You look like You look like the Paducah County Commissioner right now.
Oh, yeah?
You're saying you would smack...
He looks more like a science teacher than I do with his old glasses. What are you talking about?
Jack, who
that
looks...
dork?
Jack, who looks more like a science teacher, Strebel or Scott Satterfield?
Thank you.
I disagree.
Thank
I think it's Strebel.
No, it's Satterfield. His little glasses and the same damn haircut he's had. He's 7 years old.
Satterfield
looks like... visor.
Looks like a football coach.
No, he doesn't.
He looks like a quarterback coach.
No, he does not.
He looks like a quarterback coach.
He's the least looking... He's the least amount of football coach in America. There, I could line up 100 guys that look more like a football coach than Scott Satterfield.
Neil Brown looks less of a football coach than anyone I can think of.
I'll give you Neil Brown, but I'm talking Ed Orgeron.
When Stoops leaves?
I would hate that. What if Stoops leaves?
Who becomes the next head coach?
He ain't going
anywhere.
Where's he going? Everyone's calling his bluff. Everyone's calling his bluff. Everybody's calling his bluff. He keeps putting LSU out there. He keeps putting Florida out there. And if he loses this game, he's putting himself in a bad spot.
No, he hasn't.
Yes,
what?
He has.
What, to get another contract extension?
Then the recruiting class falls apart. The recruiting class falls apart.
People will smack you too.
I'm not afraid of buttermilk either.
He can't catch me.
I'm faster than his waddle. He can't waddle fast enough to catch me.
Jack, who's faster? Strebel or Stoops?
Strebel.
Boy, you are sucking up today. I mean,
I gave him cookies.
The guy gives you a double deuce of Truly, and you're you'll
say
anything.
Have you seen him walk?
No.
I think I might be able to beat Mark Stoops.
I got a longer stride.
Settle down.
I have a stride. He didn't have a stride. He's got little stubby legs. He waddles around. I've got long legs.
Put it up at ESPN 680. Who wins in a race, Strebel or Stoops?
I think I'll win.
Put it up at ESPN. We know. You think we know. You think you're better looking. You think you're more athletic.
Yeah.
You're starting to get the Jared Stillman mirror. Jared Stillman thinks he's better looking than Brad Pitt. Why does she want to hook up with him and not me?
No, I know.
And there's blank right there.
There he is.
I can't. He's going to have armor around him by the time. But shame on you. He's right there. You can't
Mark,
see him. They're not listening.
Oh,
Jack's talking.
I want to ask him. Ask him if he really blocked someone for giving him L's down on Twitter.
Someone said they gave you an L's down on Twitter and they got an instant block.
I get L's down all the time. I can't keep track of all the L's down.
Okay. See, that's why I didn't think he did that. So I took up for you. I said, I don't think Blankenbaker did that.
You didn't take up for him.
Well, I don't think he did that.
You set him up that if he did block, then you could call him names.
Yes.
That's all that you did. You didn't protect him in any way.
I mean, typically when people go like name calling, personal stuff, that's when they get blocked.
Sure.
And there's a lot of blocks.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of them. But that's generally, if we're just talking, we're cool.
Yeah. I haven't blocked anyone in a long time.
Texas says round daddy long legs.
That's right. I like those spiders.
Texas says, Strebel, you guys did suck yesterday. You mentioned Chinese buffets and coaches' kissies. Well, I think there's always time to explore Dan Mullen's wife making out with
that's
the players.
That's what I'm saying.
I think there's something to that.
Yeah.
And if you don't, that's fine. Then you get your radio show or podcast, and you don't talk about it.
Right.
But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord, and we will talk about Dan Mullen kissy face.
Yeah.
Do you understand
making everybody
that?
Uncomfortable, and, you know, yes, absolutely. It's always a topic of discussion.
Texas says, I bet Sat looks like a man driving his car with his bride in the passenger seat, unlike Strebel.
Yeah, he doesn't run his household. It is what it is.
Yeah, but you can't say that. 99.9%
That's like
the
one thing I have.
drive around. Strebel,
well, they're suckers.
If you don't know, Strebel doesn't drive. His wife drives him everywhere. Even if it's her birthday or anniversary, he will be drunk in the passenger seat and she will not be.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Yeah,
there it is. Well,
again, everyone's a sucker but me.
There it is.
I figured it out.
Texas says Satterfield will whoop Round Eddie's bleep. I agree.
No. I don't think you would. That's fine. You believe what you want. Again, like I said yesterday, he's not built for the hate of the rivalry game. He's not.
Texas says, get blank off the show. This is our one and only safe place on the radio.
Yeah, safe place.
It is a great point. He was just milling about talking about sales with Jack Grossman.
Oh,
that
really?
Stealing some of his Chips Ahoy. I don't know what was going on.
We were talking about how my external keyboard, because the one on my Mac, it still isn't working.
Wow, what a...
Oh.
Yes, I know. Not entertaining, I know.
What a conversation.
Wait.
He came in the room for that?
It needs to be said. Jack is rough right now.
Yeah, he's a little rough.
He's as bad as he could be right now at 3:20. And I don't know what's going on. He's tired from last night.
Yeah.
He was in an empty stadium for 2 hours.
He went out for pizza afterwards.
He was bored to death by by a game that was internet only.
It was horrible.
It was a terrible game.
You're watching.
It was awful.
Do you not have a smart TV where you can put that baby on your television?
No. I'd be like, the TV that we have is the same one we got when we were married. It's lasted that long.
My God, Strebel.
Yeah.
That TV's how old? 9 years?
11.
We've been
married 11 years.
You have a TV that's 11 years old?
Yeah.
You don't even have like a 4K TV?
No.
And your wife's working all these hours making quadruple?
Yeah.
Well, you got to take a little bit of that big time money. What are you doing?
We have bills to pay, and the TV's not on the forefront. We're saving for a lot of stuff goes into savings. You know, get your rainy day fund going just in case something happens. Yeah, we're saving for vehicles is what we're saving for. We need vehicle upgrades. More important than the TV.
Texas says the big blue wall's going to look like the border on Saturday. What does that mean? People get over the wall, the border?
Yeah,
is that what it means?
The southern border, yeah.
Well,
easy to get through.
I don't have the statistics for that, so I don't know. Although I will say this. Hope he doesn't mind. Mike Pratt, worried about the big blue wall.
Is he really? No, Mike, don't be worried about the big blue wall.
If they lose on Saturday, he's done with the big blue wall.
Understandably so. Like, there have been some games where I've been very disappointed in what they've done. I'm not worried about them against Louisville in their undersized, itty-bitty defensive front seven. I'm not worried about that at all. They haven't gotten pressure on anybody all season long. Why would I be worried about them? So, Mike Pratt, don't worry. They'll hold up. They'll be fine. No worries for me at all. Like, there have been times where I'm like, I'm kind of done with the big blue wall. People saying that. Because, like, Darren Kennard's really good. Darren Rosenthal's pretty good. The interior is not as good as it could be. But I'm not worried about that against Louisville at all. Not in the least.
I have made my official prediction, by the way.
Have you?
Did you
give it to the Courier-Journal?
I sent it to Cameron Teague of the CJ.
Oh, that's what I thought? Yeah.
Yeah, I have made it. I'm not going to tell you what it is.
It comes out Friday, right?
Well, no, I mean, I don't know when it comes out.
Usually comes
I may
out,
tell you today, maybe 4 or 5 o'clock. We'll see.
I remember talking to you and Locke about it on the phone back in the day. Yeah, y'all called me during the midday rush days and asked what my prediction was.
Oh,
y'all did a thing.
I don't remember that at
you
all.
You asked a bunch of BBN and U of L gas bags. Yeah. Just like called us randomly.
Texas says LOL is TVs from 2010.
It is.
I mean, Strebel, you got to do better than that.
It works fine.
Strebel,
it looks great.
You got to do better than that. Someone help him. You got to do better than that.
I don't have to.
Yeah, you have to.
I like the TV that I have. Is it what?
Is it at least high def?
It's HD.
Does it still have to qualify as HD?
It's HD, yeah.
Here's the thing. I want you to look. There's Drew Diener, who just got done working out, probably.
Little trip to the gym.
You gotta trim the carbs to lead up to the big day of Thanksgiving, okay? You like your TV.
I do like it.
So if we could get you a really good deal on a television, you would want that.
I mean, if it's a really good deal.
But you like your TV.
I do like my TV. Okay. It's not a point of emphasis.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's not a point of emphasis in the house.
Again, that's rgbhometheaters.com.
Yeah.
When you're watching your little laptop.
Yeah.
I mean, the burner laptop where Kellen's always on.
No, it's
my
laptop.
What are we doing here? Oh, that's not Kellen.
No, it's not Kellen's. No, that's my
laptop. What's Kellen on the laptop anymore? Anything?
He hasn't been using it very much lately. He's mostly been Xbox and iPad. And his TV. He has better TV than I do.
Texer says, and this is true, Jack, it's going to be a haymaker. LOL, Streeble's watching in 720p.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, he is.
I don't even know what that means.
Dude.
I don't know. I don't care. I don't watch, other than watching games, I don't watch a lot of TV. It doesn't.
Yeah, you do. You watch TV all the time.
I don't.
How do you watch Netflix?
The only show I'm watching, I'm watching one show on Netflix.
Do you watch Netflix on the laptop?
I watch it on the TV.
Okay.
And I've been watching Squid Game for like a month and a half because I watch bits and pieces here and there. But I really don't watch a lot of TV. I'm not home hardly ever. I'm not. I work two jobs. My kids go to sporting events. I'm driving them around. Like when I'm at home,
this
like
is child
I
abuse.
Go to bed.
It's child abuse.
What?
720p is child
I don't even know what that means. I have no idea what 720p is.
Poor Jack.
I don't know what it is.
What an absolute haymaker.
It gets the job done. I don't know.
What a haymaker. You're not even in 1080.
I don't know.
Like
Jack,
that's
got to be the bare minimum.
It's absolutely killing
me. 2021.
It's HD. I mean, I could.
How much would you even qualify as HD?
No, I don't know. It doesn't.
I don't know.
How much would you pay for a TV? Like
I don't even know how much TV costs.
This would be like a big. Like you could get a. You could get like a $500 TV that would be like a massive upgrade to your life. That wouldn't even be. Well, you think you got to pay like $2,000?
I have no idea. I don't know. We don't really care.
Me and Jack are
I understand.
We're literally speechless right now.
Yeah, I
Jack
get it.
Is going into a sugar coma because he just had he's had 19 Chips Ahoy.
Yeah.
And I feel like I'm just stunned.
Yeah. I mean, it's better than Pat Forty's TV.
Absolutely stunned.
That shouldn't be the standard.
You know what he is? He just did it. Come on, what is he, Jack? What did he just do?
He moved the goalpost.
No, he did the stoops. You didn't like that. Van Gogh came back and Joker fell.
That's right.
You are
better than the TV. It's better than TVs in the 80s and the 90s. That's what it is.
Yeah, exactly.
Texas,
we haven't had a TV this good in this long.
That's what he is.
You know where we got the TV? We got it.
Hang on. I'm trying to think of the place. Service merchandise.
No. Sears. I don't even know where we got it. It was given to us.
You won it in a raffle at your school, didn't you?
No. It was a gift at one of my wife's bridal showers.
Streeble, Dude, that's weird, man.
What?
That I'm saying that's a stunner. I had no. I just figured with all the kids and the sports that you watch and the alien stuff.
No, it doesn't. I don't care. As long as I can see it, it doesn't really matter to me.
Can you?
I can see it perfectly. It's got a great picture. Yeah,
you know what he is.
It does.
He's the.
It really does.
A lie.
It's not a lie.
Great picture.
He's got a great picture. I can see clearly.
Here's the thing. He's wrong, but you can't move him from this. He's not right. He's so not right. But there's nothing that can be done.
Has he ever seen a 4K picture?
I've been at all these fancy parties and stuff. Yeah.
What?
Up in the Knobs. People have a lot of money up there. They got a lot nicer stuff than I do.
Don't make this a money thing. It's not a money thing.
I'm not spending money on a TV right now.
Texas says, LMAO, he got it at Circuit City. Texas says, Big Rigs TV. Hang on, I got to find. Texas says, Big Rigs TV is 4:3 ratio.
I don't know what that means either. I know what a ratio is, but I don't know what 4:3 means.
Texas says, Streeble's watching.
Come on.
I don't know what that means.
How do you not know what a 4:3 ratio is?
Yeah.
That was the thing in like 2003.
Here's the thing.
Like 4-year-old Jack could have told you that 4:3 is the square and 16:9 is the rectangle.
I don't know.
It's not hard.
Oh, man.
I've never heard that term in my life.
Texas says, does Streeble have a Magnavox?
I don't know. I think it's a Panasonic. But I'm not 100%
sure. Are we sure it's not a Zenith?
Dexter says, Lord, this is... Dexter says, hang on, Lord. this I work two jobs crap again while his wife is putting in quadruples. Now Diener's in the car. He's listening.
Oh,
now,
is that Diener?
Now Diener is going to know your sin.
Yeah.
Diener, he's got an old TV that he got for free that's at least 11 years old.
Yeah.
You're watching on 720p and you have like you have
in a 4:3 ratio.
Yeah, you have RGB right here that will help
well,
you.
I know.
You have is double it, D right
is it a
here.
Square or a rectangle?
The TV?
Yes.
It's a rectangle.
Okay, so it's 16:9.
Yeah.
At least you got that.
I'll send you a picture of the TV later tonight.
I don't want to see that pornography.
Oh.
That's gross. I don't want to see.
You don't like that smut?
No. Texas says Dribble's refresh rate is 15.
Not going to know that one either.
No, I don't know any of that. I don't know anything about technology.
Texas
like,
says Dribble got his TV at H.H. Gregg.
Good, oh, H.H. Gregg.
Good story about them. You could haggle them.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. You could haggle.
Wow.
100%.
Wow. I remember there's an H.H.
The
Gregg.
Reason, the reason I know is the one that years ago went out in Clarksville.
Yeah.
When me and my wife moved into our home now, we needed a middle of the road washer and dryer.
Sure. Nothing too crazy, but gets the job done.
And like they had to get rid of the stuff. And we knew, I mean, the poor sales guy, they needed to sell this stuff.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we haggled down. Oh, yeah. We're like, well, we'll walk out. Like,
yeah,
like,
we'll leave.
We did like the whole walkout thing that you have to do when you used to buy a car or something like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Diener wants to know if you have a VCR hooked up.
No, we don't have a VCR. We have, we've got the Spectrum cable box, and then...
You got the old one, don't you?
No, it's new. Well, we just got this one. It's actually like only like 4 or 5 months old. It's a newer one. We have that, and then we have Amazon Fire Stick, and then my kids have Amazon TVs.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
that. Yeah, they have the Amazon TVs, yes.
Texas says, even Billy Reid thinks Dribble sounds old right now.
Yeah, probably. But I didn't, I mean, I know that TVs are important, but to us, we just don't really care.
Katie George.
Texas says, Big Rig's TV was new when IU basketball was relevant.
That's a good point, yes, yes.
Yes, that, yes, yeah. Yes.
That's a good point.
That's how you should know
2010.
It's time for a new
TV. They played tonight.
Oh
yes, Jackson State.
Is that on somewhere on TV
BTN.
where Rick Bozich can watch it?
If I don't know if there's a volleyball match.
Find out if there's
they kick it off.
Find out if there's Penn State volleyball.
I'm kind of hoping there is.
Speaking of volleyball, we need to get into this later. We need to take a break too. 437-9680. Last night at Camelot, Rupp, which is now empty. It's not Camelot to anybody now, except for Rick Pitino.
It was very empty.
It's empty.
Yeah,
Jack Grossman was there.
Yes, he was.
And he saw it.
Oh, what did he see?
He saw Larry Vaught in action.
Whoa.
He saw it up close.
Yeah.
And he was laughing uncontrollably, and I'm like, we weren't kidding.
That's not a joke.
None of this was a joke.
We're serious.
And he saw it up close, and my man was operating.
Of course he was. That's what he does.
So there you go.
He saw that.
Texas says, does it even have HDMI ports?
Yes, it does. It has HDMI ports. We had to plug it in for the Amazon Fire Stick, and we put the HDMI cord into the cable box.
Does it still have the red, green, and yellow?
No, I don't think so. No.
I'll look when I get home.
You
know what Dribble sounds like? He sounds like an old person that writes down how you turn the TV on.
Katie George.
He's like, no. All you do here is you get the HDMI and you plug that into the port and then you run that to the cable box and then you have an amp. Doesn't he?
You sound like
an older person who has went step by step on how to turn the TV on.
He had to leave instructions for the older person to read to turn the TV on. Yeah.
Well, thank goodness you saved us from the terrible Governor's Cup. I mean, the takes have been bad. I mean, this is a bad take by you.
Yeah.
And it's as bad as what we've got on the Governor's Cup. Speaking of, I did the numbers on the strength of schedule.
Oh,
it's,
so did ESPN. Those came out today. I saw that.
There you go.
Eat a little crow to the Louisville fans. That's one of the things that they wanted to hold on high of why they're such a strong, better team. How about that? We heard, who've you played?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Strength of schedule.
I can't imagine a Kentucky fan doesn't want to play the game. Why would they not want to play the game?
I don't know.
Because I think they do want to play the game.
Because we're not Akron? I do want to play the game.
Texas says Big Rig uses Earthlink. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You have no idea what
that is. No. I don't.
Text line's crushing you.
That's fine.
Absolutely crushing you. Texas says he'd have a better TV if Kohl's sold TVs. That's a great point.
That's a good point.
They might sell TVs.
Meyer
I don't know.
Does.
Thank you for that. 437-9680. Let's take a break. On the other end, Kentucky basketball did play last night. I also want to dive into which media members are going to cross enemy lines. That happens.
Oh.
And I don't think there's going to be almost any that are going to cross enemy lines. We can get to that. And a bunch of now. And I want to take a shot at Kofi Coburn. How's that?
Yes!
You like that,
yes!
Jack? Kofi Coburn? You like that little Big Ten basketball?
Loss, hey, baby. Bum.
Did they lose? Who,
yeah, they lost by like 20.
Okay, settle down. Yeah.
Who was the gas bag to pick them as a one seed? We've had them on this show.
It was someone we had on,
picked them as a one seed, and I laughed at it. They suck.
I hope
they're
going to
suck. Everybody, it may have been the Corsi.
It probably was.
They stink. They stink. And everyone's like, oh, it's going to be funny when they're good without Chin. And Kofi's going to come in and dunk over. They suck. Like, Cincinnati dog walked them. They're going to be lucky to be a 10 seed. That's how bad Illinois is going to be. And I'm going to laugh my ass off.
Texas says Big Rig still has a TiVo. Pointed, go to Brady.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Well, I think Stoops needs to go to Scott Satterfield and reach out to him and say, hey, can you quit the Twitter beef the way that Scott Satterfield went to Mark Stoops after the game and said, can you stop with the L's down?
And James Strebel.
Don't do L's down to our players, Coach Stoops. Don't do that. It's mean. Take your butt whooping 45-13 and get off the damn field, Scott. You and Scott Tots, get off the field. Get that upside down L out of my face. Take your 45-13 whooping and get the hell out of my city.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Dexter says, can Streamle give us a step-by-step on Ask Jeeves?
Oh, Ask Jeeves. Wow.
If you're just joining us, Strebel has an ancient TV. He's not even watching in 1080p. And Dexter brings up a fantastic point. If you have an Amazon Fire Stick, you could have just brought up ESPN there and watched it
know,
on the television.
I should have done that, but I don't know. I had football on the big screen,
and then
I had the game on my laptop.
How many mom pas out there couldn't figure it out?
Oh, there's a plenty, I'm sure.
I would love to know if old people had a chat room. They do. It's Facebook.
Yeah,
we
exactly.
should just get on BBN Facebook.
Hey,
and do all of that.
Kyle Tucker, how you get on TV?
Speaking of the Governor's Cup, you know we got you locked and loaded. Blank and Baker is going to be at the Alley 4:30, 93.9 The Ville. You guys, and I say you guys, Strebel and Justin Jeffries at 5:30, taking you up until kickoff on the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife pregame show. All the postgame reaction and. A quick reminder, we are working Friday as well to get you ready for the games. Another reminder, on Thursday, we'll have the triple header. You guys know who the triple header is right now in the NFL
it
on
is,
Thursday.
All right, hold on.
Let's go.
It is Lions-Bears.
There you go.
It is Cowboys and Raiders.
There you go.
And then it is Saints.
And
Bills.
There you
go. Wow, Jack.
There you
That's
go.
Impressive.
There you go.
Now there's college basketball on too, because I know you're not going to watch the NFL.
Some college basketball.
Cowboys Raiders is probably the only NFL I'll mix in with it.
Really?
Yeah. That's
like Bill Saints a little more.
Well,
I'm putting my
two final eliminators. I'm putting it on the Cowboys. I have not used them.
Whoa, there you go.
I am
you and Rummage together.
There we go. Me and Rummage together.
For the Cowboys and Mike McCarthy.
Texas says, hey, Big Rig, what kind of wood is your TV encased in? It's such a great point.
It's not in any
it's
wood.
It's such a great point. It really is.
It's a flat screen. It's not a box.
Well, you say that's a flat screen TV is not. That's that's like, hey, I wear shoes. Like, yeah, we've been wearing shoes for a long time. Centuries around here.
Yeah, but it doesn't have wood on it, so that's not happening.
Save that, you know, Jack. Save that. That can be used for something around here. 437-9680. Will Tyler Harrell score a touchdown on Saturday?
Yeah, I'd say so. I think he'll drop more passes than he catches, though.
So you couldn't even give like a good thing.
No,
like you couldn't even
no,
do that.
I can't.
Okay.
No, it's hate
there
week. I can't. I don't
there
wear red this week.
Oh,
I don't
please.
Say nice things about
That's
Louisville
so
this
pathetic.
Week.
I
it's
don't
true.
Wear red.
I don't.
This week.
I don't wear red. In the week
you're
play
wear,
Louisville.
You're gonna wear red over the next few days. Jack,
no, I won't.
I feel
yes.
pretty confident
nope.
you're going
nope,
to.
Nope. You won't see me in red. You will not see me in red. Not happening. I can't do it.
That's
not this
that's
week.
So pathetic.
Well, it is how it is. What
no,
it is.
Does no one around? Does no one around here have anything creative?
No,
none of you. Not well, just baseline stuff.
Because nothing.
Ethan
has...
Moore's going to call him Lexganistan,
right?
And you're standing up. I'm not going to wear red. Thank you. That's going to move
well,
the line.
The problem with it is this: we've had an entire year removed from the game, so there are no new storylines. There are no new interesting things that happen. Like the last game they played 2 years ago, the new thing was Scott Satterfield doing the L's down and whining about it. There were no new tentacles last year.
Well, Kentucky
There's
voted
nothing.
Not to
Scott
play
Satterfield's
the game.
Out here just working
no,
fools.
I mean, Kentucky, Kentucky decided they didn't want to play the game.
Okay.
Okay. Wow. I'm just letting you know.
That's
they decide
fine.
That is something a little
but
bit new.
But no one said bringing that up. Like you're saying, no one
Kentucky
said one word about that.
Have been able to do that for the past what 3 years?
Yeah, because it wasn't even a game last year.
It wasn't
yeah.
a game last year. Their president forfeited.
Yeah.
You know that should go down in the record
they
book,
didn't
right?
Forfeit.
Stop it.
Well, did they play in a bowl game?
Yes.
Did they play in a bowl game?
Yeah.
They could play in a bowl game, but they couldn't play Louisville. I mean, I'm just
I agree.
Put it out there.
I agree. And that's not
I'm
a Kentucky
Blake
thing.
On that one also.
No, that's an SEC thing.
That was SEC. Yeah,
I totally agree there.
Yeah. No, and it was funny. It's funny that, you know, Blankenbaker wanted to talk about bowl games where his team opted to not play in one. Cowards. I mean, they opted to not play in a bowl game because
well,
no one wanted to play for Satterfield anymore.
Well,
Tutu and Dez were done, and so
right.
was that running back that quit too.
Javian Hawkins
quit too. So no, I don't want to hear about blanket in bowl
it's
games.
It's a good retort by you
because this
a good
team
retort.
Quit and said, "No, we don't want to play a bowl game. We're tired. We're tired. We don't want to play anymore. It's cold outside. It's December and it's cold." I don't want to hear from those cowards again. Satterfield is not built for this. He wasn't built for it 2 years ago. He wasn't built for it last year. He ain't built for it this year.
He's not built for this, Jack.
He's not. He's
mediocre,
not built for it.
Mediocre football that the,
no, the
that,
hate.
That the country,
the hate,
that the country
the
doesn't know is happening on
they
Saturday
he's
night.
Not, if he's not built for it here, how do you think he's going to be built for it at South Carolina or anywhere else that he wanted to go other than Louisville? He's not built for this. He's not a big-time football coach. He's an App State coach with a mediocre Power 5 job. That's what he is.
You got to save. I mean, he's giving you gems right
it's
now,
what he
Jack.
Is.
If Kentucky loses, he's giving
They're not
you.
Losing.
He's giving you. There it is.
They're
he's,
not losing.
He's, there you go. He's giving us the gems.
I've been saying that all week. They have better players. They have better coaches. They're not losing the football game. That and Louisville are pointing to like these percentages and these numbers now. Those are inflated fake numbers because you played bums all season. You were able to put up good numbers against crap teams, and that's making you feel good like a security blanket. It's not a real thing. It's all built on a house of sand, and that's all it is. And it's going to get exposed on Saturday. And the strength of schedule thing also got blasted out of the water today. Kentucky ended up having a better strength of schedule than Louisville.
Okay,
and for the past three or four
we've
days.
We've really gone full circle today.
I got to do some numbers on that.
No, that was their fighting point.
I got to do some numbers on that. I got to look at some links because I need to.
It was alerted to me.
Well, you got to tweet
point
from a guy.
Morning of misinformation and fake news from Lexington. And
oh, it's fake news.
Yeah,
okay, well, let me see if there's a link here. Hold on. I'll come
says
let
the
me
numbers
see here.
Weren't real.
ESPN, it's real.
I need to look up what it means.
Now.
I know the list that you're looking at, but mm-hmm. I need to know how to explain that to the listener
okay.
who doesn't know the conversation on Twitter between
so
you and a guy.
You got to have sleeper cells on both
there's
sides.
So much, I mean, fake news and like just total omission of data.
Okay, I mean, I got it right here. College Football Power Index 2021 resume, all conference, strength of schedule has it 1 to whatever. Arkansas, number 1. I'll scroll down here.
What's
UK,
all conference? What's that?
UK 24. UK 24, strength of schedule. Louisville 46. That takes the chamber out of that bullet. Louisville fans, man, you didn't play anybody. You bums sat there with the all clown conference and tried to pretend that you had a better schedule. And I just proved it. And that was ESPN strength of schedule. Arkansas number one. Eat it.
What was the one that came out yesterday that had Louisville?
It was fake news.
I have no idea.
All these fake narratives. No, your ass fake narratives. That's what it was. It was a fake narrative on the Louisville spot. That you had a better strength than schedule, Kentucky. Fake ass narrative lies. I mean, so there you go, Blank. I mean, you're gonna write ESPN a strongly worded letter about how their numbers are fake and it's controlled by Kyle Tucker and Jerry Tipton and Mark Story and Eli Capiluto and Mitch Barnhart and Mark Stoops and Vince Barrow.
Texas says, now I understand why Strebel's takes. No, it says, now Strebel's takes make sense. He can't see bleep.
I can't. I've got 20/20 vision.
Texas, well, there's so much misinformation.
You got to have sleeper cells on both sides.
So much, I mean, fake news and like just total omission of data and all this other stuff.
Not that you ever do anything.
Why would I do that? No, I don't need to. I have the strength of schedule from Sagarin, and I can outline how much better the Louisville schedule was than the Kentucky schedule.
I'm not sure I can do it. Winter and this blanket.
I'm just telling you.
I just blew that narrative out of the water, and little mice won't say a word.
Blake uses Sagarin, and you use ESPN.
Texas says, I'll look at Sagarin.
Piglet's TV needs
a Sagarin favorite Louisville.
Texas says Piglet's TV needs a dolly to move it.
It's pretty big, yeah.
Go ahead and save that. Well,
the TV. I don't need a dolly. I can carry it around myself. I have before. I moved it. You know, when you moved in.
That was a lie.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Blank, he just tweeted me. Scott said,
I don't want to be a part of you and Blank. I hope he did not send me. Am I attached
to
this?
No, just me.
He thank God.
He tweeted out,
you guys,
Scott Satterfield is not built for this. At Jay Strebel 82 on the radio right now discussing the Governor's Cup. I'll retweet it, Blank. I'll help you. Because it's true. He's not built for it. When you complain and
what
cry.
What are you built
when
for?
When you complain and you cry. Loving. When you complain and you cry about L's down, you ain't built for this.
Texas says, LOL, that takes the chamber out of the bullet.
I know, I mixed that up.
Texas says, Andy, how's Rig going to make it to game day? I don't know, man.
I'm going to make it.
I don't know. And me and Dean are just like in the middle here.
I know. You and Dean are in bad spots.
437-9680. Do you have any thoughts on quickly in a minute or two here on the basketball game last night? That's what I wanted to get into. We did not get into that here. No, that's fine. Did you have any overall thoughts?
My overall thought was the players wanted to be there as much as the fans and as much as people wanted to watch it. They didn't want to play in that game. They knew they could go out and play a C game against Albany and beat them by 25, and that's exactly what happened. That's my read on the game. I do. Jason Ince made a good point. I said these games might start hurting more than helping, and he says, no, I don't think they hurt, but they're not helping anything. And I think that's the correct read on playing some of these games. It's like it's not helping your team at all because they don't have to get up for it. There's no excitement to it. It's just like, okay, go out there and you play a C-level game, you win by 25, you get out, you get ready for the next bum.
I agree with you. Your coach and coaches in general do not.
I know they don't.
Okay.
Playing a bunch of bums, too.
Again,
not just Cal.
Leave Kay alone.
They played the Citadel last night.
Well, that's because he went to the Citadel.
But since they play Kentucky, they haven't played anybody either.
Yeah, that's fine. Why are you worried about Duke?
I'm just saying Duke's
in the elite class. You're in the middle right now, okay?
No, we're in the sub-elite.
Sub-elite. Okay.
Not the middle. We're the sub-elite.
Here is what I found interesting last night. Besides Grady, I want to get to some sound, not here, Jack, because we don't have the time. But everyone, two things. Everybody, not everybody, Calipari has been telling everybody that you need these games to gel, to get better, to find out who you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason you need some of these games, okay? So fair enough, I'm using his logic. I can understand having some of these games, but Albany, at no point this season, Albany will be, them playing a team like Albany last night may lower their KenPom.
I'm with you on that.
We'll see here in a month or so. But when Jacob Toppin doesn't play, and when Lance Ware doesn't play, and when Davion Mintz doesn't play, suddenly that takes, as you would say, the chamber out of the bullet a little bit.
Right.
That it becomes then, instead of development and who you are, it becomes a whatever game where your backcourt has to play 38, 39, and 29 minutes. Now,
right.
I think through this, what is happening actually is John Calipari is showing you what is going to happen, and I want to talk about that after the break.
All right.
437-9680. There's something that John Calipari, I think it is obvious after watching a game last night. We can get to that. I want to complain about late college basketball games, and I got something for Kofi Coburn. We can do that next. It's The Take. It's a Governor's Cup Tuesday on ESPN 680.